Hi, and welcome to the Tough Fish Show. I'm your host, Jen Melius, and I'm so glad that you're here and can't wait to introduce to you Cynthia James. Cynthia James is a transformational coach and inspirational leader, guiding people to make changes at a deep level for lasting healing. Cynthia excels as a speaker, coach, singer, and multiple award-winning author of What Will Set You Free and Revealing Your Extraordinary Essence, and number one Amazon bestseller for I Choose Me, The Art of Being a Phenomenally Successful Woman at Home and at Work. Her newest book, Does My Voice Matter, released on September 27th, 2022. Cynthia James embodies the quote, I am not what I have done, I am what I have become. And she leads others to do the same. Let's dive into the pond and meet Cynthia. Welcome to the Tough Fish Show. I am so excited to bring to you Cynthia James. Cynthia, thank you so much for being here.
I'm thrilled to be with you. I think we're sisters from another mother.
Oh, I love that. I know. I so feel that. We have already had so much fun, and that was before recording. So let's start with, how did you get into writing?
You know, I would love to tell you that I thought, oh, I'm a born writer and I should write, but that wasn't it. And I would teach workshops or I would be speaking and people would say, do you have a book? Do you have a book? You know, and then I would write and then I would go, nobody wants to hear this. And I would be self-critical. And one of my dear friends is a very successful author. And she said, how dare you deprive people of your wisdom?
Oh, how dare you deprive people of your wisdom? Oh my gosh, truth bomb just started right now.
Yes. And so I just sat down and I started writing, you know, and I said, oh my gosh, there are editors and there are people, you know, and that's what happened. And the first book really was in conjunction with my workshops, you know, the freedom, emotional freedom work I do, and it was called What Will Set You Free. And people used it in the workshops with me. And when I didn't fall on my face, I was like, oh, maybe I can write.
But, you know, I love that. I love that, one, you were following something that brought you joy. You know, you were staying true to yourself and staying and letting that guide you, but it was touching others and people were coming back saying, we need more, or we're, what else is there? Because, and to hear that, you know, how dare you deprive me us of your wisdom? Wow. I mean, that's powerful. How does that feel when you hear something like that and then recognizing, wow, mm-hmm. And now how do I do this? I mean, how did that feel?
Well, the first thing was, this person really loves me and is being really authentic with me. And the second thing was, you know, I don't really believe in failure. So I've got nothing to lose here. I can just write my wisdom and there are people that I can share it with. And if it doesn't go any further than that, it's okay. But people still get this book and use it in classes and stuff. So I feel like she gave me a nudge out of the nest.
Oh, I love that. And so let's go along with that analogy that when the eagle is nudged, the little eaglet is nudged out of the nest, out of what's been a comfy space at some point, and then the mama makes it start to feel a little uncomfortable, and then the little eaglet gets kicked out. It's probably like, are you kidding me? And then mama comes and helps him out, brings him back, and it's probably like, whew, what was she thinking? And then poof, do it again until the little baby figures out that it has wings and it had them all along. So would you talk a little about it, along with that metaphor, about the writing process for you as said little eaglet and having been poofed out of the nest?
Well, you know, the first thing is that I had to get past comparing myself to others. You know, I mean, there are authors that I love and that have been successful. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not a this or a that. But then I thought, yeah, but I am a me. And so I started writing little articles. and little things, blogs for my newsletter. And I would get good response. And all this was happening while I was writing the book. And so I thought, well, okay, if one person buys the book, that's good news. And because I was really clueless, I didn't know about Amazon and I didn't know about all the things you do to sell a book. I mean, it was just like create the book. And I learned as I went along about that how you do things to market it. But I was grateful that, and I could also call my friend and say, okay, what do you think about this? And then she'd ask me questions and then I would go in. So I think that that was kind of like putting my stepping out of the nest. And then, but then I had safety places where I could touch in and say, okay, what do you think about this? My last book, the one that just came out, I had reading ambassadors. And I would write a chapter, and these were people from all different backgrounds and cultures. I would write a chapter and send it to them. And a week later, we would meet and they would ask me questions or say, what was that? I didn't understand that. And then I'd go back and work on the chapter. So, because I learned that you need support. Otherwise, you're just in a vacuum.
So, to your point about, as you called them, reading ambassadors, I love that. How did you go about making sure you had a nice blend to so that you heard you had different perspectives and it wasn't an echo chamber and you were still able to hear all the pieces that you were getting? How did you go about that?
Well, first of all, I believe in diversity and inclusivity. And so, my world has a lot of different people. So I wanted different ages, I wanted different genders, different races, and different spiritual backgrounds, because there's spirituality that runs through my book. And so I just reached out to people that I knew I could trust to hold the confidence of the book, because it wasn't out there yet. But also that I could trust to tell me the truth, because in my experiences with them, they had always been authentic. And so it was great, and it was humbling. And it was, one of the men was from another country. And so he was asking me questions, and I loved it from the masculine perspective, but also from the perspective of someone from another country. He was saying, well, I don't understand what that means. It's like, okay, I've got to get clearer in the way I communicate this.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And so when you're writing and you are sharing information, so this is nonfiction we're also talking about. When you are going through that, one of the things you're probably thinking about too is that transformation, if you will, for your reader. Your reader has picked up your book to solve a problem or to help them achieve something. And so even when it's memoir, they're still reading and wanting to see themselves and say, now, A, I'm not alone. And how do I get to where I want to go? So, how did you kind of blend that to help bring your reader through like that?
So the way the book is set up this time is I've been on the planet for 7 decades. And so every decade there was stuff happening culturally, and it was impacting me and my choices. And the same is true for every person. Whatever is going on in their decades, there's something there. So I would talk about what was happening in that decade, and then I would tell my stories. And I would get real about the good news and the interesting news about my choices. And then I would, at the end of each chapter, I would tell them the lesson I learned, and I would give them the opportunity to have a practice that they could do for themselves. And then at the end of the book, I just summarized all the practices and invited them to go back through if they hadn't done it before and step into, because the book is called Does My Voice Matter? And so it's like to step into their authenticity, bringing their voice, their full expression to the planet.
So I love that. And something else that, as you were saying, that even if they answered those questions at that moment when reading, one of the beauties I think about what a book like this does is that when that reader goes back, maybe it's, maybe they wanted to reread it in a year, maybe they reread it, in 6 months or what have you. But when they do go back, there's an opportunity to kind of check in and say, wow, look at the growth I've had, because now I have new things coming through because of what happened, because the author was helping me see myself and ask me questions to help me further in my journey, in my growth. I think that that's really powerful. When you were constructing your questions, how did you go about that to know that you were hitting the mark, if you will?
You know, I don't know that I totally knew. What I did was, I was like, can I be as open and vulnerable as possible about my learnings and then offer that to the reader? And if it resonates with them, they can take a deeper dive. And one of the things I talk about in the book is that challenges are portals of transformation. And it's like, in my life, I've had a lot of challenges, and I had to learn to look at them from a different perspective. Because if it's just a challenge, then it takes me down a rabbit hole. But if it's an opportunity, then I get to learn from it and I get to choose differently next time.
I think that is powerful. And so, as you know, with writers, sometimes they can get in their heads. They can, when they're writing that draft, especially when they're writing from for nonfiction, even fiction, but when nonfiction's coming about, there's an element of street cred that the nonfiction book can do, that there is a could be a form of being a subject matter expert trying to teach or impart information. And they can easily get in their head of, who am I to write this book? Oh my gosh, will I do this book justice? And quite frankly, fiction will have the same, fiction writers will have that same, those challenges. They just might look a little different. But to your point, it's a challenge. And then it goes back to a choice. How would you advise a writer who might be in that decision-making process of what direction they go and how do they get there?
Well, one of the things I did is I'm a meditator. And so I would meditate and I would journal, and the meditation would be focused. It would be on the book. And I would ask, what is the highest vision for what needs to come through this book? And then I would journal after. And over a period of time, I started noticing, that basically what was coming through were like chapters or ideas for chapters. So I got a big butcher block of Post-it, and I just started writing down those things and looking at them. This was before I even started writing this time. And so I could go, okay, well, what story, because I think stories are important, what story in my life goes in this area that's going to be the most impactful and going to invite the reader to be as open about where they are in regard to this? So that's really how I started. It was kind of meditative and writing. And there were a couple chapters that didn't get in there because I was like, no. No.
But to your point, though, there is discernment that happens from when you're writing. An author is not just discerning, is this information I put in the book, is it too much information? Is it not enough? Or is it good information, but not the right time yet? And the other part is when you start involving other people with your writing, like editors or publishers or anyone else who's a part of that process, to your point, you're reading ambassadors or beta readers, you're getting feedback all the time. So you always are discerning, is this something I'm including? Do I do this? What happens if I don't? What happens if I do? Going back to the choices, how would you advise a writer who might feel a little overwhelmed with the choices that they're trying to make? Like it almost feels like I've got too much. I don't know what to do.
Pause. I have an album that came out, and one of the songs is called Stop, Pause, Look, Listen. And it really is get out of your head, pause, and listen to your heart. You have within you a part of you that knows exactly what wants to be written and what wants to be communicated. But your head can take over and chaos can ensue. But if you pause and really tap into your heart and really ask the universe, what wants to be told here? I mean, things will come in, things will drop in that are unexpected. expected, but you need that pause so that your mind doesn't hijack you and take you away from the thing that really wants to come through you.
Okay, you're making my eyes water and little goosebumps happening everywhere. I so love that. And I also love the fact that you have an album because what this also shows is another form of creativity, another form of writing even. How did that come about, and how does that help with your books even?
Well, this is my eighth album, but
Awesome.
I know, but I hadn't recorded in a number of years, because I was busy doing other stuff. And, because I always ask the universe, what's the highest and best for me or for this project or whatever, I get a phone call. Okay, the same friend who told me, how dare you, had done an album of standards and calls me up to talk about it. And I'm so excited. And she goes, oh, when are you doing an album? I go, I'm not doing an album. She goes, I go, no, I'm not doing an album right now. She goes, yeah, you need to meet these producers. They're called the Brothers Coren, right? And I'm like, but I'm not doing an album. She goes, And what's happening is while I'm saying that, she's typing an introduction to me and these guys. And it's coming in, and then I've got to respond, and I go, "Oh, nice to meet you, but I'm not doing an album right now." And they're like, "How about we get on a Zoom call?" So the interesting thing was, the book, I was already in the book, and when I met with them, I could tell that there was something, that this was a gift of some kind, synergistically, because they work the way I work with music. And so we started working, and I started downloading music. What happened was, when I recorded it, I got, oh my gosh, it mirrors the book. Because the voice for me is not just the sound that comes out of a larynx or singing or speaking. It's the full expression. So your voice can be painting, writing, teaching, speaking, singing, dressing. It can be, it can be anything, as long as you're bringing your authenticity there. So the album mirrors the book. And I would love to tell you that I was so strategic and fabulous that I had figured that out, but that wasn't the case.
But what I love that, and what I'm hearing is how creativity was showing up in different ways, but yet still, to your point, honoring each other, honoring you, and I love that so much. And I'm curious, so did you write your own songs?
I did
The lyrics,
the
yeah,
lyrics
very cool.
and the music, with just a little sometimes help with the producers when I would get stuck on how a chorus should go or something. But yeah, and I'm really proud of it. In fact, I'm proud of the book and the album. And I and this is what I would say, the name of the book, the album, is called Chosen. And I believe that we're all chosen, that we're all here by what I call divine appointment, that we're all here because we're needed and our gifts are needed. And so there was a song on the album called Just Being Me. It's like, no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what relationship, I'm being me.
Yes.
And so for me, I'm very excited, because I feel like, and for any writer that's listening, your wisdom and the sharing of it is a part of your legacy. And so, why not go for it on every level?
Absolutely. Okay, I feel like I should have a little heater on right now because I was just sitting here with so many goosebumps and I love every moment of it. But I love what you said about feeling like that you're here for a reason. There's only one you with your voice and your personality and your experiences. There might be similar stories told, sure.
Right.
Agreed. And there's only one you with your way of describing it, your way of telling it. And I think that that is so important. And sometimes what I see, especially from an editing standpoint, is that the writer knows this. They know that this is their story to tell. They want to tell this story. They show up and they write. And then sometimes they also feel like, oh my gosh, can I really do this? Like, I've
Okay.
just jumped off this cliff. I've been kicked out of the nest. And are you sure this is what I should be doing? Are you sure? How would, in addition to the pause, what else would you tell them to do when they start reeling a little bit more? Like, that meditate, they pause, and what else?
Well, journaling is really good. You know, I
Yes.
love how Julia Cameron talks about the morning pages, but journaling is really good, getting all those, those monkey mind thoughts out of your head. It is really beneficial. And I think just understanding that that idea is in you for a reason. Nobody else can do it the way you do it. And so you just write. If you're a writer, write. Not everything will go into the publishing world, but write.
I agree with that. And one of the things that was speaking to me as I was listening to you was that if it helps for you to shift and remind yourself of what you already have done, that you what you already have accomplished, whatever those things are, have you published other works? Have you look at the chapters you already wrote to get to the point that you started to get in your head? Look at the things you've already accomplished and realize that they were leading you all along. They're stepping stones to remind you of you've got this. Let's keep going. You have building blocks, really.
Yes, you do. And I love that you jump off, but I really believe that the net will appear. I really do.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're taking a leap here, but that idea, that energy, that information that wants to come through you, there's a delivery system. The universe is not going to leave you bankrupt.
That I love that you said that. I love that you said that because you're right that the underpinning here is that faith and belief in what you can't see. That and that means that you started off that writing with a blank cursor, with the screen just as a blank cursor or a blank sheet of paper, and somehow these chapters, these words started to flow. So, Annette, you're even somewhat creating that just by the sheer fact that you keep showing up and you write, whether it's a chapter, whether it's two chapters, whether it's a paragraph, and I'm calling it quits for today because apparently that's all that wanted to cooperate, and I can't seem to get past this one section, so I need to try a different angle. But it's also about showing up too. It's also about staying open and showing up.
Yes, the greatest people in the world, the athletes, the singers, the teachers, whatever, right? I mean, consistency
Yeah.
is a thread through all of them. They show up and they are consistent, even if they feel like they're flopping, even if they feel like they're in a slump, it doesn't matter. They show up. And what happens, and I think, is that when you keep showing up and you're consistent, then your field expands and new ideas and new people and new invitations. I mean, I didn't know you before today. And when your invitation came in, I was like, oh, yeah. And I started looking at what you were doing. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Because I think because when you open, the universe supports it.
I love that. And the thing is that we don't, when you write a book, when you publish it, or when you publish several books, it's not a, you built it and then just assume people will come in some ways. You still need to be putting yourself out there and staying open to that. But then also there's the trust element of saying, and because I'm doing that, the right people are going to find my work, the right people are going to find my books, or it's going to connect and have that ripple effect. And I definitely am a big believer in that ripple effect because you don't know how that one thing you wrote or what you said in a show or sung on an album that really touches someone and they get to that space of going, somebody else gets me. I can help now someone else. And
That's
you've just
right.
had this effect that you might not even realize you did.
Yeah, I mean, you become a game changer
Yes.
and a change maker. And so, make no mistake that whatever you want to share, somebody needs it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I so love that. So, question for you. When you do get all of these pieces coming in, and to your point, not everything should be in the book, but how do you know when there is the right time to cut something? Because if you go on the idea of, I've been given all of this, I'm supposed to use all of this, then how do you discern when it's the, yes, you were given it, and it's okay to not do this or not do this now?
The work I do in the world is mind-body work, and I really believe the body is really intelligent. So when I'm making decisions like that, if my body is open, if my heart is open, I know it's a yes. If there's a constriction, then I'm like, either it's a pause or it's a no. And those pauses and no's can end up being blogs, or they can end up being articles or other things. But my body tells me, okay, this is important. This needs to be here.
I love that. So trusting yourself,
That's right.
trusting that what you're receiving, however that is, to but trusting that feedback and trusting in yourself. Because even when I'm working with my clients, I will tell them, yes, I know this feedback, we agreed to do this feedback, and my goal is for constructive and kindness and in that in messaging type of thing. And I also fully expect them not to accept all of it. I don't want them to. I remember one client specifically said, I'm accepted about like, I agree with like 97, 98% of what you were suggesting. I said, good. I'm glad there's some percentage that you don't agree with me. It's fine. But it's your story. I want you and your voice to shine. So good. I'm glad.
Well, yeah, because you're a guide. But their inner knowing is present.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love all of this, and I really need people to know, Cynthia, how can they connect with you? How can they get your books? How can they be part of your world?
So CynthiaJames.net is my website, and I have a monthly newsletter that I send out, and my books are on Amazon. And I would love to connect. There's also gifts on my website for people that, so they can just tap in.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. Thank you so much, Cynthia. This has been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
My honor to be with you, and thanks for what you're doing for writers in the world.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for listening today. I'm so glad you were here and know there were some valuable nuggets shared to keep going, keep writing, and keep sharing your work. I'm a big believer that if you have a book that's in your heart to write, then there's someone else out there who needs to read it. Your story needs to be shared, so you have to write it and get it out into the world. Until next time, keep swimming upstream while going with the flow and get your book into the world. To learn more about tough fish and jump into the pond, visit jennifermilius.com/toughfish.